While students might be thinking about new clothes for school, and adults might be signing kids up for extracurricular activities, Wrangell School Superintendent Bill Burr is thinking about money.
Even before the school starts, we have to look at where do we make cuts.
The amount of money the district receives from the state based on its student population hasn't substantially increased in the past decade, even as inflation has skyrocketed.
Can we make cuts this year? Can we roll things back this year that might help us next year? And when we're only looking at removing programs or deducting things or cutting back in staff, none of that is positive to education.
Alaska's legislature passed a budget this spring with a one-time increase to the funding, $680 per student. It was supposed to help offset inflation costs. Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto cut it in half.
The impact is pretty significant.
Burr says Wrangell School District chose to budget without planning on a funding increase from the state.
We were not going to count on anything that wasn't already in hand. So when we built the budget, we anticipated a zero increase, knowing that we desperately needed funding that was there, but trying to figure out how it was going to work.
The $5 million budget approved by Wrangell School Board earlier this spring had a $120,000 deficit to be paid from the district's savings. The remaining half of the one-time funding will help fill that hole, but won't entirely cover the shortfall. And the district is facing huge financial roadblocks in the coming years. One is the requirements of the state's Alaska Reads Act, aimed at boosting literacy in early education. For Wrangell, it means adding another teacher more dedicated to literacy. The state approved a $30 increase to its per-student payment to offset the increased teaching demands of the Alaska Reads Act. Burr says it won't even come close.
Not all those costs are seen either. If students are screening at a level below where they should be, that requires additional support, additional time, additional staffing, additional tutoring, as well as additional summertime education, none of which is currently budgeted. We don't know where we're going to be.
Initially, the district plans to try and make it work by combining federal money and some local funding for a hybrid position that will cover literacy and support other programs.
We were working hard on seeing if we could survive without a significant increase.
That's just the coming year, though. The district has been paying for two school principals out of a pandemic relief grant. That money runs out next year, and without an increase to the base student allocation, or BSA, that per-student funding formula, there's not many other places to find that funding, around $250,000.
If we would have gotten a full BSA addition this year, we would have been able to offset that and know that we were on good financial footing. We don't have that.
Staffing, more broadly, is by far the biggest cost for Wrangell School District, and Burr says it's pared down the budget enough that staff is one of the only places left to cut.
Prices go up. Salaries and negotiations are on the list this year, and we can't continue just asking for more when our community also is trying to make things happen.
Burr says it's terrible to watch opportunities for students in Wrangell dwindle. All the factors come together. The state's funding has remained near stagnant even as inflation and costs rise, on top of other challenges like a shrinking Alaska Marine Highway system, which has all but eliminated a cheap option for student travel to extracurricular activities. The governor also slashed funding for the Department of Education and Early Development's Capital Improvement Project grant program, leaving funding for just 5 projects throughout the state this year. It's a program the school district and borough planned to apply to. The cut means the grants will be much more competitive.
We know that we have a lot of critical infrastructure to address.
Wrangell's Borough Finance Director Mason Villarma explains. Voters approved a $3.5 million bond last year in hopes of leveraging additional state money,
which would really help in addressing the exterior and mechanical components of the high school, middle school, and potentially the elementary school as well.
Villarma says construction has to be mostly complete within 3 years of bond issuance. If Wrangell's grant applications aren't successful, they have to do the project, just on a smaller scale.
We will have to narrow the scope of the project. It will continue to be the high school, middle school, elementary school, but we might just work on one building to try to maximize the resources we're putting into work.
More broadly, Villarma says, the way the borough is funding the schools isn't sustainable.
The fact is we've gotten to a point where we have so much critical infrastructure needs that are very material. We have to figure out how to efficiently spend our existing resources.
Wrangell funds its local school contribution through sales taxes and additional federal funding called Secure Rural Schools, or SRS. Villarma explains SRS funds aren't only for schools.
Secure Rural Schools is really used for roads, too. A lot of communities like to use that for major maintenance and roads. And we haven't been able to do that for, as you can see, for quite some time. So it'd be great to maximize efficiency for the school district and the borough, retain some of that SRS funding for, you know, $500,000 road project each year.
So both on the per student funding front and maintenance front, Superintendent Burr says the district is struggling.
The vetoes on both sides are affecting us dramatically, not as much this year, but it will all come due next year. Having a $250,000 gap from funding from this year without an increase in enrollment is going to be very difficult.
Burr says he anticipates next year being another fight to secure funding for students and schools.
The governor has shown over the last 5 years that education is definitely on the list for vetoes. So even next year, if we do get approved and we do get everything that we wanted, the odds of another veto coming are pretty high.
And it's going to prompt some difficult conversations between the borough and school district. They'll meet at the end of August to discuss pressing needs at the schools and throughout the broader borough. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.